Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 31st, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies to commence trading on the OTCQB venture market and engages native ads to expand U.S. investor awareness. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, a leading developer of autonomous high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, has announced that its ordinary shares are now trading on the OTCQB venture market under the symbol CITLF. This listing will provide enhanced visibility, liquidity, and access to U.S. investors. In addition, SciTech has engaged Native Ads, Inc. to expand brand awareness and market reach across North America. Native Ads will implement a comprehensive digital media and distribution campaign to enhance investor understanding of SciTech's technology and growth strategy. These initiatives align with SciTech's objective to broaden its U.S. investor base and strengthen engagement within defense, communications, and technology markets. The OTCQB venture market is recognized as a leading public market for growth-oriented companies, and SciTech's qualification to trade on OTCQB demonstrates its commitment to transparency, financial integrity, and strong corporate governance.
Elite CIO Forum in Beverly Hills. Dr. Elise Hsu, ex-Goldman Sachs, on investment strategies. Dr. Elise Hsu, a former executive at Goldman Sachs, headlined a panel at a recent wealth management forum in Beverly Hills. The forum, organized by Markets Group, focused on investment strategies in light of the Federal Reserve's recent interest rate cut. Dr. Hsu emphasized the importance of disciplined asset allocation, recommending a tactical strategy that includes locking in bond yields, leaning into equities, and holding alternatives for diversification. The panel also discussed broader market themes such as global trade risks and the potential impact of fiscal stimulus measures. Dr. Hsu highlighted Hong Kong's growing role in global investment trends, underscoring Southern California's rising influence as a financial center.
Q&A with Jonathan Connolly, President and COO of Wealth Advisors Trust Company. Jonathan Connolly, President and COO of Wealth Advisors Trust Company, leads a firm with $4 billion in assets under administration and over 400 trust relationships nationwide. His focus is on expanding reach to advisors and attorneys through national expansion, partnership excellence, and operational innovation. WOC's independence sets it apart in the industry, allowing for a culture that's ego-free and innovation-driven. With a focus on blending innovation with humanity, WOC is positioning itself for the future by building systems that ensure every advisor, attorney, and beneficiary experiences the same care, consistency, and compassion. Their core promise is to make the trust administration process simple, elegant, and human, always with kindness, precision, and speed. WOC's long-term vision is to be a household name synonymous with advisor-friendly trust company in 5 years.
Now, AG transitions to IFRS for consolidated reporting and advances group-wide ERP harmonization. Now, AG has announced the transition of its consolidated financial reporting to International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, to enhance global comparability and transparency for the international investment community. The group's first consolidated IFRS financial statements will be included in the 2025 annual report. CFO Kevin Dragon stated that this move is a key pillar of their international growth strategy. Additionally, Now AG has started integrating Kingfluencers AG onto its unified ERP platform to streamline key functions and capture operational synergies from the acquisition. For more information, visit now.com. Beeline Holdings, BLNE, sets record loan volume following Fed rate cut announcement. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage lender, set a record loan volume with 21 loans totaling nearly $8 million on October 29th, following the Federal Reserve's rate cut announcement. The Rhode Island-based company, debt-free since September, credits its AI-driven platform for scaling rapidly. Beeline aims to be cash flow positive by Q1 2026, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans through its fully digital, AI-powered platform. With speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination to provide greater financial freedom for all investors.
USBC, Uphold, and Vast Bank team up to launch first retail tokenized deposits, expanding global access to U.S. dollar accounts. USBC, Uphold, and Vast Bank have joined forces to introduce the world's first retail tokenized deposit offering, expanding global access to U.S. dollar-denominated tokenized deposits and U.S. dollar deposit accounts. Uphold customers will soon be able to open U.S. dollar deposit accounts at Vast Bank, allowing them to hold and transfer digital representations of their U.S. dollar deposits on USBC's blockchain. This partnership, led by USBC Chairman and CEO Greg Kidd, aims to revolutionize digital finance by combining regulatory strength with blockchain technology. USBC tokenized deposits offer unparalleled safety, regulatory confidence, and programmable finance, setting a new standard for trusted digital money. This initiative is expected to accelerate revenue, amplify shareholder value, solidify regulatory leadership, and create opportunities for technology licensing and B2B expansion. Stay tuned for more updates as the partnership progresses towards finalization in the fourth quarter of 2025.
8 ways you could be hurting your business financially. Business owners can unintentionally hurt their bottom line in several ways. Underpricing products or services can erode profit margins, while poor money management can lead to overspending and missed payments. Mixing business and personal finances can create confusion and tax risks. Not reviewing financial reports can result in missed warning signs, and being disorganized with invoices can lead to cash flow issues. Overspending on non-essentials can drain funds needed for growth and emergencies. Not having a tax strategy may result in missed savings and penalties. Failing to budget for growth or emergencies can leave a business vulnerable. Taking steps to address these common pitfalls can strengthen a business's financial foundation and secure its future.
Q&A with Ray Chilub, COO at Inter. Ray Chilub, the COO at Inter, a financial super app serving over 40 million customers globally, discusses Inter's evolution into a multi-market financial ecosystem. Inter combines banking, payments, rewards, shopping, and social networking into one platform, focusing on experiences rather than just transactions. By unifying financial services, Inter is redefining global fintech by creating a borderless financial ecosystem that reflects how people live and connect. With roots in Latin America, Inter's global vision drives growth and expansion, focusing on inclusion, trust, and innovation. Inter is driving innovation in payments by making them instant, affordable, and seamless, while also adding a human layer through Forum, a creator-driven platform that connects payments with community. By rewarding creators who bring their communities to Forum, Inter is creating a vibrant creator ecosystem. Creators play a crucial role in Inter's U.S. expansion strategy, translating products into everyday relevance. Looking ahead, Inter aims to become the most useful app in users' lives, expanding U.S. offerings, simplifying cross-border financial experiences, and scaling Forum into a vibrant creator ecosystem.
From explorer to producer, the most compelling mining window. Over the past year, gold, silver, and other precious metals have shown steady growth, making mining companies attractive investments. Lafleur Minerals Inc. exemplifies this shift, owning a fully permitted gold processing mill and trading below its asset value. By transitioning from exploration to production, companies like Lafleur minimize risk and increase value. Other key players in the mining sector include Nicola Mining, Abcourt Mines, and Agnico Eagle Mines. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and syndication to thousands of outlets. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Investor news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, sets record loan volume following Fed rate cut announcement. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, achieved record loan volume, locking 21 loans totaling nearly $8 million on the same day the Federal Reserve announced a rate cut. The Rhode Island-based lender credits its AI-driven platform for the success, aiming to be cash flow positive by Q1 2026. Beeline's digital, AI-powered platform offers a faster, smarter path to home loans, reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hamtsibn.fm/BLNE.
From explorer to producer, the most compelling mining window. Over the past year, gold, silver, and other precious metals have seen steady growth, making mining companies attractive investments. Lafleur Minerals Inc. exemplifies this shift, owning a fully permitted gold processing mill and trading below its asset value. By moving from exploration to production, companies like Lafleur reduce risk and increase value. Other key players in the mining sector include Amex Exploration Inc., Abcourt Mines, and Agnico Eagle Mines Limited. Network Newswire is a financial news platform providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communication solutions. With a wide reach and experienced team, NNW helps companies reach investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public.
Trade war truce between China and the U.S. triggers gold sell-off. The easing trade tensions between China and the United States triggered a sell-off in gold, with the price dropping below $4,000 an ounce. Spot gold slipped over 3% to reach $3,980 per ounce, as diplomats from both countries prepare for an upcoming summit. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. that are involved in gold production will be closely monitoring the situation. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Investor News Breaks, ECGI Holdings, Inc., OTC, ECGI, invests in Entrepreneur Media's inaugural venture capital fund. ECGI Holdings, a diversified public company, has invested in Entrepreneur Media's inaugural venture capital fund. This partnership expands ECGI's access to institutional-grade deal flow and co-investment opportunities, enhancing its reach among professional investors and venture partners. Entrepreneur Ventures Fund I targets early and growth stage companies in consumer-facing sectors, leveraging entrepreneurs' network of thousands of founders and investors. ECGI Holdings, focused on building innovative, technology-enabled businesses, has investments in AI, fintech, fashion technology, and more. Through strategic partnerships and disciplined development, ECGI leverages emerging technologies to unlock new revenue opportunities and accelerate growth.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.